Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to time already served in Britain as part of a plea agreement with the U.S. Justice Department that secures his freedom. The plea was entered Wednesday in a U.S. court in Saipan, the capital, the Northern Mariana Islands. That's a U.S. Commonwealth in the Pacific. The deal resolves a criminal case involving the receipt and publication of war logs and diplomatic cables that detailed U.S. military wrongdoing in Iraq and Afghanistan. The judge pronounced him a free man after imposing the sentence. Assange then left Saipan, headed for his home country of Australia. The U.S. military showed reporters its peer project in Gaza as it takes another attempt to aid delivery. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
A $230 million pier project that the U.S. has built on the coast of Gaza to deliver badly needed humanitarian aid to Palestinians is running again. The military toured international journalists around the pier on Tuesday. It was the first time foreign media was able to witness its operations. Reporters saw U.S. vessels ferrying trucks full of aid from large cargo ships stationed out at sea to the pier. The trucks then drove the aid to the beach. Though aid is making it that far, it still faces distribution difficulties. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The United States is urgently working towards a diplomatic agreement that would allow Israeli and Lebanese civilians to return to their homes on both sides of the border. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Hezbollah's provocations threaten to drag the Israeli and Lebanese people into a war that they do not want.
Shelling on Israel's northern border has led to the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from areas on both sides of the frontier. This is VOA News. Kenyan President William Ruto said Tuesday that security was his utmost priority. This is after arrest against a bill to raise taxes descended into deadly violence. Details from Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Scenes of chaos in Nairobi on Tuesday after protests against higher taxes turned deadly. Video showed some bodies lifeless in the street after police fired on demonstrators trying to storm the legislature, killing at least five people and wounding dozens more.
Mr. Speaker, sir, I'm here to address you.
Footage obtained by Reuters showed some protesters inside Kenya's National Assembly chamber demanding the resignation of Kenya's President William Ruto. In a televised address to the nation, Ruto said the security of Kenyans remained his utmost priority and blamed the violence on, quote, dangerous criminals.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. The International Court is seeking the arrest of Russian officials over attacks on Ukrainian civilian targets. More from AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
The court's accusing former Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Chief of Staff General Valery Gerasimov of war crimes and the crime against humanity of inhuman acts. The court says warrants were issued because judges considered there were reasonable grounds to believe the men are responsible for missile strikes carried out by the Russian armed forces against the Ukrainian electric infrastructure from October 10, 2022 until at least March 9, 2023. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korean authorities ordered the halt Wednesday to the operations of a manufacturer of lithium batteries after a fire there killed 23 people as they investigate three company officials for suspected safety violations. Monday's fire at the unlisted battery maker RCell was one of the deadliest industrial accidents of recent years. Dozens of South Korean workers lose their lives on the job each year despite tougher laws and measures to improve safety overall. U.S. health officials are warning doctors to be alert for dengue cases as the tropical disease breaks international records. Dengue is spread by mosquitoes and has been surging worldwide, helped by climate change, according to scientists. The virus remains less common in the continental United States, but in the 50 states so far this year, there have been three times more cases than at the same point last year. Most infections were travelers that got abroad. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.